This is Dr. Summer with Dean Klingler from Miss Mabel Sims. The last is S-I-M-S. First of all, M-A-B-E-L. Today's date is 1/14/2013. Patient is an 81-year-old white female with a chief complaint. Number one, stage two, chronic renal deficiency. Number two, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease. With renal insufficiency without heart failure. Number three, hypothyroidism. Number four, hyperlipidemia. Number five, vitamin D deficiency. Number six, postmenopausal. Number seven, osteoporosis. Number eight, left ventricular hypertrophy, mitral regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, pulmonary insufficiency, number diastolic dysfunction, number nine, carotid disease, number 10, non-toxic multinodular goiter, number 11, C-spine spondylosis, number 12, C-spine scoliosis, number 13, abdominal aorta, atherosclerosis, number 14, B12 deficiency, patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. She is status post 24-hour urine for creatinine clearance. Her creatinine clearance was 83. She's instructed to avoid nephrotoxic drugs, i.e. Advil, Motrin, Aleve, Celebrex, ibuprofen, Mobic. She denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency of acidosuria, melamathesia, constipation, sore throat, ear, cur, nose, no focal motor sensory deficits, no skin rises, skin lesions, abdominal pain. The patient had an echo done on October 15, 2012, which revealed aortic valve atherosclerosis, left atrial enlargement, left ventricular hypertrophy, microgurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, pulmonary insufficiency. She's got carotid disease, which is mild, atherosclerosis, period. She's instructed to follow a low-salt, low-cholesterol diet. She's to increase exercise as much as possible. I told her if we can control the blood pressure or cholesterol, keep her on aspirin, she will never, period. If we can keep her blood pressure controlled, she should not have any further damage to her kidneys. She's instructed to follow NSAIDs. Avoid NSAIDs. She, for further recommendations, see clinic note and chart. She needs to continue with the Crestor, denies any muscle aches or pains. She needs to continue to live with thyroxine. Recent TSH was okay. For osteoporosis, she needs to continue calcium, vitamin D, and Fosamax. For allergies, she's continue her Allegra. For vitamin D deficiency, we'll continue her vitamin D. This is Dr. Summer, you can get a clinic note from Miss Mabel Sims. Last one's for S-I-M-S, first of all, M-E-B-E-L, end of education.